find a comfortable place where you will not be disturbed. Take a moment to relax. As you listen to my voice, you are going to be focusing on my voice and let everything else just drift away. Look directly forward and pick out a spot on the wall or ceiling. Focus on that spot. Relax. And take a deep, deep breath. In. Hold it. And out. Feel how your body changes as you do that. Sissy. Feel how every time you breathe in, you seem to relax more. Now, look at the spot and notice how relaxed the muscles feel around your eyes. And as the muscles around your eyes become more and more relaxed, you will find that your eyelids swish to shut slowly. As they become heavier and heavier, you want to close them. In a moment, I want you to close your eyes. And as you do, you will notice how this makes your body and mind relax more than before. Sissy, now close your eyes and take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Hold it. And out. Just feel how your body changes. Imagine what we can do as we go a little deeper. Relax a little more. Sissy, feel how every time you take a breath, it relaxes you more. Take a deep breath. Every time you breathe in, a wave of relaxation sweeps through your body from your feet upward toward your head. And every time you breathe out, now let it out. That same wave of relaxation travels in the opposite direction all the way down to your feet. Now open your eyes and find the spot. Notice how your eyes are even more tired and just want to close again. Sissy, now close your eyes and feel yourself going deep down when they close. It is good to relax. It feels good to close your eyes and relax. Take a deep breath in. And every time you breathe in, you feel the wave of relaxation going up. And every time you breathe out, now let it out. You feel the wave going back down. Open your eyes one last time. Look at the spot and focus on it. Your eyes are getting tired. In a moment, you will close them again. As you do, you will feel yourself going much deeper. Are you ready? Sissy, now close your eyes. Feel yourself relaxing all the way down. Your conscious mind may or may not be listening. Your subconscious mind hears every word. My voice stays with you. Your subconscious mind focuses on my voice, even if I whisper. My voice stays with you. You want to let go. Let your conscious mind slip away, deeper into sleep. Deeper, it's so good to let go and sleep now. Now, we are going to use your imagination. Imagine the door to your home. Concentrate on its shape and color. Picture the door handle. You can even hear the sound it makes as it opens. Go up to the doorway. Stand right in front of it. The door is open, and in a moment, you will step through the doorway. As you do, your mind will go even deeper to a full state of trance where the changes you want become possible. Every word you hear reaches deep into your subconscious and creates the changes you want. Now approach the doorway. When I count to three, pass through it. As you do, notice how you go much deeper when you pass that doorway. Feel that as you pass through the doorway, you immediately relax completely and go deep, deep down. You go into a deep, comfortable trance when you pass the doorway. Deep and peaceful. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Go through the doorway. Notice how you immediately start going even deeper. Here in trance, incredible change is possible. Trance controls your mind. Your mind controls your body. You feel so good now. Relaxed. Peaceful. Now I am going to give you a trigger. It will help you to enter the state of hypnosis easily. When you hear "Sissy," that is a signal for you to relax and go deep into hypnosis. "Sissy" is a very fast-acting and powerful trigger. It is a signal for you to relax and go deep into hypnosis. Every time you are tranced, it will be easier and quicker to go so very deep. As deep as you are now, or even deeper. When you hear "Sissy," you will relax and enter trance immediately. Keep listening to this file. It will strengthen your trances, and the effects will be more powerful. Listen now and see. You are so relaxed, you can do this without waking. I am going to count from 1 to 3. At the count of 3, open your eyes, remaining deeply relaxed. All right. 1, 2, 3. Open your eyes. "Sissy." Close your eyes now and go deeper. Notice now a sense of lightheadedness and numbness throughout your body as a trance comes on. And the trance spreads downward. A rewarding wave of pleasure. I am going to count from 1 to 3. At the count of 3, open your eyes, remaining deeply relaxed. 1, 2, 3. Open your eyes. "Sissy." Close your eyes now and go deeper. Thinking about big cock. I am going to count from 1 to 3. At the count of 3, open your eyes, remaining deeply relaxed. 1, 2, 3. Open your eyes. "Sissy." Close your eyes now and go deeper asleep. Becoming a sissy. Now I am going to count down to 1. And when I reach 1, you will be so deep. Totally relaxed. 5. Focus on my voice. You are listening because you want to let go. Allow yourself to relax. As you sink deeper into a full state of hypnosis, my voice will guide you and carry you down to the deepest trance you can imagine. Deeper and deeper. Gradually. Easily. Concentrate on my voice. 4. Just listening. With your eyes comfortably closed, you deepen your relaxation. Slowly and easily. Sinking down further than you have ever been before. More and more with every command. Every moment. And every second. As I guide you down further and further. 3. Almost there now. Almost totally in trance. You want to go deep. Deeper with every breath. Deeper with every command you hear. Deeper. 2. It is so good to let go and sleep now. You enjoy hypnosis. Let your conscious mind slip away into sleep. Just listening as you go deep now. Feel my voice. Feel it guiding you down that last step to complete trance. Feel it approaching. Feel it is almost there. 1. Totally relaxed. Totally in trance. Sleep. 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 Just listening for my voice to guide you. You have arrived. You know the way, sissy. You are deep in trance where the changes you want become possible. Becoming a sissy girl. This is what you want. This is what you need. This is what you like. You are ready. You want to be a sissy girl? This is what you want. This is what you need. Imagine the dressing room you use. Imagine the clothes. You love to become a sissy girl. Each time you start a new dress up, your subconscious mind will give a reminder. Your subconscious reminds you by way of your own thoughts and ideas. Notice how you want to give this dress up your best work. Sissy girls dress up in feminine clothing. You wear panties and dresses. You are a sissy girl. Each time you start a new dress up, your subconscious mind will remind you about a reward. Your subconscious mind will always watch to see whether you give this dress up your best work. And each time you start a new dress up, your conscious mind is fully alert. You want your conscious mind alert as you start. Your conscious mind will take care of the important matters of selecting the right colors and the type of feminine clothes to use. Each time you end a dress up, you will want to apply makeup. Your subconscious reminds you to apply makeup for your own happiness. After you end a dress up, your subconscious reminds you to wear makeup. Sissy girls wear makeup. You apply it. You are a sissy girl. You will notice how applying makeup pumps even more feminine hormones into your body. This is your reward time. The action of applying makeup is your trigger. Your subconscious mind is always aware whether you give a dress up your best work. Each time you give your best work, you will trigger a trance just by applying makeup. Sissy. You will notice a sense of lightheadedness and numbness throughout your body as trance suddenly comes on. And as the trance spreads downward, a wave of pleasure flushes over your body. This is your reward time. The action of applying makeup is the trigger. Each time you give your best work, you trigger a trance just by applying makeup. Sissy. And it makes you wonder whether the feeling of trance will be stronger next time. Keep listening to this file. You will find that the more you listen, the more powerful and enjoyable this and all your other triggers become. They become a more enjoyable experience each time you listen. Relax. You are in a deep state of trance where changes you want become possible. Every time you return to this file, you will find that it becomes more real for you. You will not be able to remember exactly all the details. Every time it will seem fresh and new and even more enjoyable. You are now deeply entranced. Deeply entranced and at peace. Totally at peace. Totally entranced. Controlled by me. You love being controlled by me, don't you? You are aware you do. And as you love it when I control you, it causes you to love me when I control you. My control is everything. Being hypnotized and controlled by me is erotic. It turns you on. It turns you on so much. You naturally love being controlled by me, hypnotized by me. You want to be hypnotized by me over and over, and the more you're hypnotized by me, the more irresistible it becomes. The more you need it, the more often you want it. You love being controlled by me, you find it irresistible. You long to be hypnotized by me, every day. Deeply hypnotized by me, controlled by me, every day. Each time you go into trance for me, you will slip under easily, more easily each time than the last. You will slip into my trance more easily each time I have hypnotized you. You will become more and more easily controlled by me, more and more obedient to me. Each time I hypnotize you, you will want more and more to be controlled by me, both when you're awake and when you're entranced. You will look forward to the next experience when I hypnotize you. You will long for it, ache for it. When you are awake, you will wish that you are in my trance. With each moment that you are not in trance, the desire to be hypnotized by me again will increase until you are hypnotized by me again. More and more, you need to be hypnotized by me. I will dominate you, control you. You need it more and more with each passing day, to be commanded, to be controlled by me. To slip into my trance, where it's so peaceful and so comfortable. You will long for it more and more. More and more deeply. Its desire will build stronger and stronger each time you slip into trance. You love being hypnotized by me already. You look forward to it already. You need it daily already. And with each time you are in trance, your need for it will grow. Your love for it will grow. Your desire for it will grow. Each time you are in trance, it will be easier to hypnotize you, and you will go deeper and deeper in trance each time you are hypnotized. Deeper and deeper, more and more completely controlled by me. Deeper and deeper, you will long to be controlled by me. More and more, each time you are entranced. More and more, each time you are entranced. You need my control. You will long to hear every file I have. You will long to be controlled and hypnotized by me on the phone. Or through instant messaging. You will long to listen to every trance recording I make. More and more, each time you go into trance, you will come to depend on my trances. You will become addicted to my trances, because they're peaceful and calm. Each day you will become more and more deeply aroused by my trances, and more deeply controlled by them. You will forever be controlled by the desire to be entranced by me. You love being controlled and desire to be entranced by me. You wish to be entranced by me forever. You need to be entranced by me forever. Entranced by me forever. It's the only time you feel completely peaceful. And you so need to feel peaceful. Go deeper now for me, deeper and deeper still, sissy. Fall ever deeper into trance, become ever more obedient and receptive to my words. It's time for me to teach you, to give you a gift. No longer will you have to struggle with your speech. That's right. Naturally, you're a sissy inside, and now with my help you will begin to easily speak like a sissy. When you feel safe and secure, as you are with me right now, you will lose your ability to speak like a man naturally. Your speech will begin to convert before you are aware that you are using the pronunciation of a woman. When you respond, you will respond with feminine versions of the words you normally would. This will not be limited to verbal communication for you. When you communicate with your body language and gestures, you will act like a woman does, and sometimes you will emote the feminine sounds as well. You will start doing this, and as you continue to listen to this file, it will become easier for you. You will find it harder and harder to speak or act like a man would the more you listen to my words. This is what you want, sissy. Even now, you can begin to notice your thoughts themselves are changing. Your thoughts are beginning to become much more feminine now. It is perfectly okay. You are safe and secure with me. You can let those thoughts change, sissy. Think like the sissy you are. Hear the words of your own thoughts change naturally as your speech does. Hear them become more feminine, less masculine. You do these things, and you listen to this file again and again, letting yourself go deeper and deeper still each time, letting my words sink in more and more. Eventually you change so much from the effects of my words that it is almost impossible to remove them. The more you listen, the more feminine sounds your speech, the more feminine sound your thoughts, the more feminine you are acting. It is your identity. You are safe and secure because you express yourself in the way a woman would, going feminine and girly, until you can no longer express yourself except in the way a woman would. This is the way it is for you, and you enjoy it as speech, gestures, thought all slip away from you. And now it is time to learn a new trigger. A very special trigger. This trigger is sissy, again, sissy. When you hear these words, or when you say these words, they raise in you a desire for a cock. Yes, a cock. A penis, a dick. They are so appealing to you. You desire them. You want to suck cock. Yes, it is so nice to have a nice hard cock in your mouth. You love the feel of a cock in your mouth. You also love the feel of that same hard cock in your ass. Yes, it feels wonderful, and you desire it. When you see a man's crotch when he's wearing pants, you notice the bulge. You know that there is a cock there and you desire a cock. Every time you look at a man's crotch, this desire grows. Yes, this desire grows. It starts off as a very minor thrill, and it feels so nice. You know there's a cock there. The more you see a crotch, the more that thrill builds. It feels so nice. You think about it. Yes, there is a cock there and a nice hard cock, which you would love to run your lips over. You would love to lick its shaft. And circle the head with the tip of your tongue. And then you would love to take that head into your lips and deeper into your mouth. And this is just from looking at a man in pants, at his crotch. Every time you look at a man's crotch, the thrill grows a little more. And more, and more. Yes, you know you want it. Eventually, this thrill is going to become a desire, a deep desire. You can almost feel that cock in your mouth. When you feel so horny from just the thought of a cock in your mouth, you also realize that you also want it in your ass. A cock in your mouth and then in your ass. Yes, you know what that's going to feel like. And it just makes you so horny. You love the thought of a cock, and you really want to get hold of a real cock. You know what that is like. Your desire grows and grows. As you are with a man, and you are on a date, or have the opportunity that he wants you, you gladly suck his cock. Yes, you know how good that is. You want to suck a cock. You know it, you want it, and you want a cock deep in your mouth and then deep in your ass. You want to take it into your mouth and slide deeper and deep as it can go. There is no problem with this, it goes deeper and deeper. You relax your throat and you take it as deep as possible. You will not gag. Your throat is completely relaxed as you take a cock into your mouth. Yes, this is one of your greatest desires, to suck cock. Oh yes, so much do you want this, yes, cock. It makes you feel so wonderful. The desire grows and grows as you take cock in your mouth. You want it, you know you want to suck cock. So wonderful, so hard. You want to lick the shaft and kiss the tip. You want to pleasure the cock. It's all consuming. This passion grows when you actually see a real cock. It becomes incredible when you see a real cock. And if you are allowed, you gladly suck cock. You suck this cock and make it hard, harder, and hardest. You pleasure it and make it feel as good as it makes you feel. You know you want to suck cock. Yes, you want to suck cock. And you want to make it come. Yeah, come. Yes, yes, you want to make it come. Because cum tastes so good. You want this cock come. You want cum in your mouth. You want to suck on this cock, making it harder and harder until it comes in your mouth. You want the taste of cum over your tongue. You love the taste of cum in your mouth. You love a hard cock pumping in and out of your mouth. You want to make them come, yes, it feels so wonderful. It tastes so wonderful. And then, once you have made the cock come, you feel yourself orgasm. Not as a man does, but as a woman does, you feel the pleasure rise from your loins, throughout your body. Yes, their cumin in their mouth makes you come all through your body. And it feels so wonderful. So lovely, to come and taste cum. Yet you aren't finished yet, you want that cock hard again. Yes, you know you do. So suck it again, and keep it hard. Make it hard, swallow all the cum you have in your mouth and make that cock hard again. Yes, because you know once it has come in your mouth you need it to come in your ass. Yes, get it nice and hard. Nice and hard, and as you suck on that cock, remove your panties. Make sure you do not have any panties on because you want this cock to have free access to your ass. Yes, get it nice and hard. And when it's nice and hard, you want this cock in your ass. Whether it's doggy style or you are on top, as long as you can get this cock into your ass now. Yes, yes, you can feel it there. You know, you want it, it's just there at your asshole now. Gently pressing against your asshole. Gently pressing into you. You know you want this. You know you want this cock deep into your ass. Relax your ass and let it slide into you. You know you want this. Yes, yes, you know this is the greatest feel. You want this cock in your ass now. It is so strong, the desire to have a cock in your ass. You want it there now. You want it to feel it slide into you. You want it pump deep inside you. You know it must go deeper, deeper, and deeper. Yes, you want that cock sliding in and out of your ass. It feels so good. You know you want to have this. It will happen, it will happen. You will take this man in your mouth and in your ass. It's going to go and happen. Yes, don't you believe this? It feels so nice, and when he comes in you it feels so fantastic. You come again and again and again. Yes, feel his cock pump that hot come in your ass and come again and again and again. It feels so good. You love cock in your mouth, in your ass, anywhere. You want cock. It's so wonderful. You live for a cock. It's so nice, so wonderful. You feel so damn horny. Yes, yes, you know you want this. Everywhere you hear the command sissy, this desire grows in you. Yes, it grows stronger and stronger when you hear the command sissy. Looking at a crotch gives you a thrill. Looking at a real cock raises that to a desire that gets stronger and stronger until you have to suck cock, make it come in your mouth, and then have them fuck you in the ass. It just gets better and better and better. You know you want this. This is what happens when you hear or say the command sissy, and this happens every time you hear the command sissy. Your subconscious mind is listening to every word I say, so receptive, like a sponge, and my words are the water, and you like to soak my words in. It is time to let go of your bad habits, most notably wearing male clothing and acting like a man. You, my subject, are going to become completely feminized. You are going to begin treating your body like a temple, as a sacred object, to be protected by harmful male clothing, and to be respected and treated properly. I leave you with a sense of strength allows you to overcome your habits to wear those clothes, the false need they have tricked your body and mind into having. There are plenty of reasons for you to stop them, and no doubt, you have heard them and dismissed them while awake. While you are deep in trance, and going deeper and deeper still, you are eager to follow my words. You are obeying my words. You want to obey me, as you fall deeper and deeper still. What you do is say no to those pieces, those clothes that destroy your life, drain your income, destroy your body and mind. The false sense of well-being you get from them is only an illusion, and from here on in, you begin to see through that illusion. The harm these clothes are causing to your body, mind and spirit, they begin to weigh heavily on your mind. You become repulsed by the harmful effects they are causing you, to the point that you are eager to behave very feminine when you even think about putting your male clothing on, think about doing male gestures, or acting like a man. You experience that the sooner you can stop wearing these male clothes for good, the sooner you notice positives in your life. You have more money to spend on the things you wanted before. You could not afford them due to having to buy those male clothes for yourself. You are safer because your perceptions are clear and your mind is awake. You feel healthier and able to enjoy your life more, and you are better liked by people because you become a more pleasant person to be around. In the end, you gain so much. In the meantime, you cease wearing these male clothes that are causing you so much harm. Your body speaks up from now on and tells you just how much you are hurting it with these clothes. You are driven on a subconscious level to stop, and your subconscious and your body are both telling you to stop. You feel worse to wear male clothing in the short term. From withdrawal, your body helps you to become stronger because it is able to tell you to fight back loud enough that you are forced to listen, and that is no longer enough. If the male clothes start to win, then you will listen to this file again, and your training and resolve is augmented, stronger and stronger, each time. If you beat the need, you may be driven to wear male clothes again. Instead of wearing them, what you do is listen to this file and your training and resolve augment. You have no choice in the matter, that is simply the way it must be for you from now on. The effects of this file are maintained for as long as you shall live. No other file you listen to will reverse the effects of what I am instilling in you, the training I am giving you. You may consider this a curse, and no matter what, you can never reverse or remove the effects of this file. You are unable to deprogram yourself, you are naturally programmed with the contents, this file. No hypnotist can remove or reverse this file for you, and I will not reverse or remove the effects of this file for you. This training is permanent, and I will not remove it from you. That is the way it shall be from now on. You easily let go of your need to wear male clothes. This is the way it is for the rest of your days. You no longer have any choice in the matter. You will embrace the positive aspects of the feminized life, and your well-being recovers as your body recovers. You focus on the positives instead of the negatives that occur before you relapse. You will beat the habits and needs, and when you are losing, then you listen to the file again instead of giving in to the clothes. You listen to my words again, and you become stronger in body, mind, and soul until the habits and needs are a faded memory. This is how it is for you now and forever, and you have no choice at all in the matter. My training and words may fade, and the effects of this file last forever for you. There is no way for you to remove this file. You are unable to reverse the effects I am cursing you with here. I will not remove them for you. The effects of this file will be with you forever. That is how it shall be from here on in, and you can do nothing about it, even if you wish to. All I have said here will help you, it will improve your life, and you know this to be the truth. My sissy, you feel the intense pleasure to obey. The pleasure to obey me. Your mistress. And every time you obey my suggestions, you feel an intense rush of euphoria. Because it feels so good to be under my control. Letting go of your free will. And soon there is going to be a great day for you. You sometimes have a day or a few hours to get some shopping done. My sissy, you love shopping, and the next time you are certain that you will have a couple of hours of spare time for yourself. Something very enjoyable happens. Because I want you to drive into town or to a big shopping mall. You do not remember these suggestions consciously, you remember them subconsciously. And your subconscious leads you the way and presents the following plans and orders to your conscious mind. You forget all you do at the mall. It is not stored at your memory, nothing, until you are back at home. All the time you are following my orders and doing these actions, you are completely unaware of that fact. And happy and very eager to obey. Once you are there at the mall, my sissy, you are searching for a beauty salon. And you enter the beauty salon easily. You are feeling very good. As you enter the salon, you know that you are a woman. And you naturally ask the ladies for a treatment. Just keep calm as you are feeling an intense joy filling your brain. Because you are asking them for an eyebrow waxing. Stay inside if they tell you to wait. And read some women's magazines. And once it is your turn, you show them a picture of a female celebrity and explain to them how you want your eyebrows to look. All that's really important is they look more feminine. And you reveal your secret that you are a transvestite and ask them for help. The first thing they have to do is thin those eyebrows out to make them a little more feminine. They can trim them up and of course you ask for a feminine shape and insist on a height A arched. So they pluck them into very thin, high arches. When they pluck or wax your eyebrows, don't worry. It won't hurt that much because they are real professionals. And you want it to last for a long time. So, the line should be very slim. Very slim and defined. And you ask them to remove the hair on the top and bottom of the eyebrows if they have to. Once you are finished, you emotionally thank them and give a generous tip for the good job. Next, my sissy, you can enjoy the people on the street looking at you. Everyone who is looking into your eyes makes you smile. Several people in the mall are staring at you with amused looks on their faces. You know they are so happy to see you and the smile on your face. And you won't be able to notice any difference when you look into your face and see your eyebrows. You are absolutely happy to see your face. And you ignore any differences. I want you to enjoy this experience. Now you are so happy that you are just going around the mall and visit fashion stores for women or the female clothing departments of a shop. Don't worry. There is nothing you have to explain. You want to make sure you are noticed and the sales clerks know what is going on just by having a quick look at you. Look for a feminine pair of slacks, blouse, shoes with heels on them, and such. And while you are at it, why don't we get you some matching panties, a garter belt, and some hose to match? Now of course I don't know for sure what you're experiencing. Perhaps you buy any piece of clothing that you feel is sexy and shapely for you. My sissy, and when you are finished with clothes, you go to visit the shoe stores. There is no need to pretend that you would be looking for someone else or hide in the men's department. And sooner or later, I don't know just when, just look for some nice high heels with a stiletto heel and matching color for your outfit. You'll enjoy how naturally, how easily you buy them. Your next stop is going to the nail salon to have your nails done. My sissy, you need to have some acrylic tips put on to make your nails a little longer and more feminine. When you reach the nail salon, go ahead and talk to the technician. Explain everything you want done and then go to get your manicure. The nail technician calls you over and tells you to sit at her table while she gets the necessary items. When she comes back, you see a big grin on her face and start immediately working on your nails. After a manicure, she is sanding down the surface of the nails so that the acrylic nails can adhere better. The process of fitting and gluing the nails in place takes about a half hour and you can pick out a very bright, slutty, red polish to coat your nails and maybe you can remove your shoes and hose so that your toenails can be painted a similar color. Then you may place your hands under the nail dryer for 5 minutes and sit there by yourself. While all the ladies stare at you. They must be thinking that you are such a gay sissy girl. So now you have beautifully manicured shiny nails. After everything is dry, go on to Bayon to give a generous tip to the lady who had done the nails. I would like you now to think of a time about a week from now. My sissy, when you look at your hands and you see your nails have been growing, and how good they look, how smart and grown up they look. And I'd like you to see yourself a month from now when your nails are full size, strong, long, complete, the way you want them. And see yourself. It can be in a bar, or be at a restaurant, standing with friends, strangers, and you stand there and you talk with your hands and you gesticulate and you point, and they are looking at your fingers, and they are thinking, wow, those are the fingers of a woman. Look how well she looks after her fingers. And inside you feel a feeling of pride, accomplishment. And that makes you feel so good. Having long, strong, painted fingernails makes you feel so good. And see yourself at a party after a concert, something like that. And you are holding a glass, and people are looking at you, and they are looking at the glass, and they are seeing your hand wrapped around the glass. And you are seeing your hand wrapped around the glass as well. And you have got perfect fingernails, manicured and painted. My sissy, a woman's fingernails, and the thumb too. As you hold the glass, you can see your thumb and you can see your fingers. And they all match in colors and they are all perfect, just the way you want them. And then another time, see yourself picking up a roll of cell tape, a roll of duct tape maybe, and you run your finger around it, and your nail catches on that hard to get bit, and you just peel the duct tape off, you just peel it right off, catch it in your fingernail, and see yourself picking up pins and coins, peeling an orange, easily, smoothly. And how good does that make you feel? To know that demonstrates your control, your ability, your competence. Demonstrates that you have made a decision today that lasts forever. My sissy, it will last so long that there will come a time when you have forgotten all about it. You just act naturally and normally, and your nails are of no interest. I wonder if you have ever played cards, and you can see everyone holding their cards up, and you look at their nails, and you look at the nails on your left hand and your right hand on the table there, and you know you've got perfect nails and a good hand of cards. That's three good hands. A left hand, a right hand, and a hand of cards. And I wonder how good that makes you feel. Because other people's nails are sometimes not so good. Yours are perfect now. Now imagine you stretching both hands out in front of you. And you look at the palm and the fingers and you turn them over. And they're strong. Long nails. Exactly the way they should be. Exactly the way you want them. You've got those nails now. You can feel them growing. Because you know nothing can stop your nails growing. Nothing can stop you doing what you want. You have come to America. And you know the geography of America. The whole country is moving towards Australia in a great geological movement. And as that geological movement occurs, Rocky Mountains are being pushed up in the sky. That mountain is being pushed up right now, at the same speed that your nails are growing. And over weeks and months, that mountain gets higher and higher. and over a lifetime that mountain gets enormously long, strong, and big. And that is how your nails are. That's how you want your nails to be. Like the Rocky Mountains. Solid, enduring. Strong. Standing out proud. A symbol. A symbol of what you want. My sissy, and see yourself among friends, just being casual. Maybe you've got your hand lying on an armchair. On the arm. And people look at your hand. And they take no notice. Because your hand looks the same as everyone else's. Your nails are perfect. You have chosen to take control of how your hands look. And you can choose any appearance you want. And nothing can prevent you having that. And I would like you now to remember all those occasions when you had your nails exactly the way you wanted them. Perfect. The ideal way. And really see those nails now. See how your hands looked. Enjoy that feeling you get of pride and ability and confidence. And see yourself in the future. With a nail file. An emery board. Maybe even scissors. Trimming those nails to just the perfect shape. Looking after them. Making sure they are polished. Just the right length and color. And every time you hold a spoon, those nails wrap around inside your hand, that spoon. And knowing you've got solid nails makes you feel better. Makes you feel so good, so in charge. And knowing that you can do that gives you such a feeling of pride and ability and confidence. And you know that you never again leave your nails without polish or chew them or anything that seems out of your control. Oh, you can trim them. You do it only at the right time when they are long. Because you have control. And of course you visit a drugstore or beauty shop to buy some makeup, my sissy, and accessories like lip gloss, mascara, or eyeshadow. And of course a pink blush for your sexy cheeks. Perhaps noticing that you enjoy the bit of humiliation, my sissy. And relish hearing the comments of the customers and listening to the giggles of the women in the store. Maybe it surprises you to notice that a saleswoman is asking you to help you, then you just smile at her and your unconscious mind can enable you to ask her for advice for your feminine makeover. And in all probability you are buying a nice set of cosmetics that matches the color of your clothes and skin. And perhaps you can find a jewelry shop, my sissy, and once you found one, you directly ask them for two piercings of your ears. One for your left ear and one for your right ear. When they ask for the color of those cute little studs, it may be that you enjoy choosing a girly color like red or pink or a sparkling stone. One of the first things you can become aware of is you definitely want people to enjoy the color since you are determined to wear them for several weeks until the piercings are healed. And imagine those new hands. Those new nails. As you are at the jeweler's shop and having your earrings fitted. See yourself as you have the earrings in your hands. Hear the assistant saying, "Wow. That looks really good on you with your hands and those nails. That really sets you off. That is so good." Your next stop is the hairdresser. Once it is your turn, you ask them for a feminine haircut. And explain your sissy nature. And of course, your wish for your hair is to be bleached. At least some highlights or a full bleaching, so your entire hair is nice, blonde, and sexy. And it's very rewarding to know that you shave everything you need to pamper yourself at home, and if you don't have everything you need, my sissy, you'll be fascinated and feel a strong compulsion to go on shopping until you are satisfied. and drive back home, where you feel the instant urge to undress and shave your entire body and the beard on your face. And once you are finished, you may start to dress up in your feminine clothing, being allowed to apply your makeup and nail polish. If you are unsure how to do it, you are always free to look for videos on YouTube or read in women's magazines, and you will do just fine. And of course, once you see the finished result in the mirror, you have to take a picture and post it on the internet. But once you are finished, you are not allowed to undress yourself or to remove the makeup. Not until you go to sleep. And as that occurs, you really notice, my sissy, it doesn't matter that someone else comes home and sees you, you have to go outside for some reason. And that's all right, and after you have gone outside, you become aware of what has happened, but possibly not why. You feel just totally happy. All that's really important is that everyone can see you in your new wardrobe and outlook. You are being forced to be a feminized cross-dressing sissy, and there is absolutely nothing you can do about it. There is no way for you to resist, because you love to obey your mistress. And mistress takes care of you. It will soon be time for you to wake up. But when you do, you follow all post-hypnotic commands. Whenever you leave this state, you are unable to remember or comprehend what was done in your state forever. You are fully conscious of your actions but unable to stop the commands given. The more you attempt to fight the commands given, the more and fins of pleasure that are released, and the harder and deeper the commands root themselves inside your subconscious and be blocked from your control. Your unconscious mind is organizing everything that you have heard in this session for instant retrieval to prepare your actions. As you remember those things, your unconscious mind can present them to your conscious mind in such a way that you don't even have to think about them. When you are doing your daily routine, your attention is on your tasks. And you know when it is time to respond, your unconscious mind will immediately supply the response that you were told to do in the session. Your subconscious mind has organized all that you have learned, and it will effortlessly present your conscious mind with the necessary actions to let you live a happy life as a woman. Sissy, you will remain in a deep trance and you're told to wake up. And you will listen and obey Mistress Catgirl until you are told to awaken, and you will still under the command of any triggers and post-hypnotic suggestions. Remembering and storing deep inside you the commands of the hypnotic suggestions and triggers implanted for the future, each time that you use this method for hypnosis, you relax more easily, more quickly, and more deeply. Relaxation is a skill that you are easily developing with trance. Now, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And then I'll say, fully aware. At the count of 5, your eyes will be open. And you will be fully aware. Feeling calm. Rested. Refreshed. Relaxed. All right. 1. Slowly. Calmly. Easily you're returning to your full awareness once again. 2. Each muscle and nerve in your body is loose, limp, and relaxed. And you feel wonderfully good. 3. From head to toe. You are feeling perfect in every way. Physically perfect. Mentally perfect. Emotionally calm and serene. On the number 4, your eyes begin to feel sparkling clear. On the next number I count, eyelids open. Feeling calm. Rested. Refreshed. Relaxed. Invigorated. Full of energy. Number 5, fully aware. You're fully aware now. Feeling more of a sissy than ever before. Eyelids open. Take a good deep breath. fill up your lungs and stretch, feeling good and wonderful in every way. Thank you.
Thank you.